Rome's residents number around 3 million, so the Eternal City is gearing up to handle an unprecedented invasion of people that could practically double its population. But what measures are the city authorities taking to handle this massive influx of pilgrims and mourners and ensure that things don't grind to a halt under the sheer weight of numbers? Walter Veltroni is the mayor of Rome, and he told us more about the arrangements being made. Veltroni said the measures included boosting the public transport system and laying on a series of shuttle buses, providing drinking water and portable toilets, and setting up special tent cities on the outskirts of the city to accommodate visitors who cannot find or afford hotel rooms. Other measures include a massive increase in the number of security forces deployed throughout the city and fleets of ambulances who are standing by to provide first aid or rush to hospital people who fall ill. Residents of Rome are already saying that even the Great Jubilee in the year 2000 did not generate such a huge influx of pilgrims. It's yet another sign of the tremendous love and affection Pope John Paul was able to inspire in his worldwide flock. The Pope was known as the Globe-Trotting Pope for his willingness to travel to the four corners of the earth to meet the faithful. This time around, the roles are reversed, and it's the faithful who are travelling to Rome in their droves to say farewell to this extraordinary leader. I'm Susie Hodges.